Welcome to Healing the World Through Music podcast. I'm Sherry Gross, bringing you conversations, experiences, and explorations on healing music and music for healing. You can find information on healing music events, tours, and trainings, as well as free gifts, music downloads, and all kinds of resources on music for healing at www.healingtheworldthroughmusic.com. Find yourself in a comfy spot and settle in because it's going to be an amazing episode. Thanks for listening. Our guest today is Tachia Ahmet, Musical Healing and Divine Wellness. Tachia Ahmet is a renowned healer, teacher, and musician, offering expertise in the area of chemtones, cosmic sound healing, which Tachia will talk with us about today. She also offers organic and academic talents as a singer, songwriter, and keyboard artist, focusing on the age-old connected rhythms of reggae, native, world, and celestial music. Born and raised in Chicago, Tachia offers First Nation roots. As members of several Native American Indian tribes, she also remains a contemporary urbanite, complemented by core ties with nature and a close affinity to land, water, animals, cosmos, and spirit. By the age of 8, Tachia was composing musical creations on the piano with no formal training. She later earned a bachelor's degree in physics from Oberlin College, where Tachia also studied at its renowned conservatory. There, she studied jazz piano and regularly performed with the Oberlin Jazz Ensemble. To date, Tachia has released 3 independent CDs, Rise Again Truth, Black Turtle Island, and Celestial Folk Music. Her 4th CD, Tachia Ahmet Survives the Texas Tornado, is a dub collection of the most popular songs from her first 2 reggae collections. Tachia then studied galactic astronomy in the graduate program at the University of Texas in Austin. It was during this life chapter that she learned about natural life and healing, yoga, and the power of the mind. Complementing her healing consciousness alongside reggae music, the Rastafarian and Black Hebrew Israelite movements opened her eyes and her mind to Tachia's current role, seeking and helping others to understand truth, history, health, and culture. Today, Tachia offers expertise to others as a practiced yoga instructor, herbalist, and a proponent of homeschooling. While guiding her own life as a vegetarian, professional musician, performing and recording artist, festival producer, organic gardener, natural foods co-op organizer, cultural astronomer, and most recently, Acutonics, cosmic sound healing practitioner and instructor. Ultimately guided by the sun and the stars, Tachia's mission is focused on healing and awareness with sound, creating and performing music inspired by the ancient wisdom found in cultural astronomy, traditional and contemporary celestial worldviews of indigenous peoples of the 4 directions, and acutonics with the music of the spheres. Today, Tachia will talk with us about her exciting and amazing mission. Welcome, Tachia Ahmet. Hi, Tachia.
Oh, hi.
Thanks for coming onto the call today.
Thank you for putting me in before your yoga class. I don't know how you do it.
I don't know how either, and I don't know how you do it. You've got a lot going on, and it's so fascinating what I know about what you're doing. I thought you'd be a great guest to have on the call today so that our listeners could hear a little bit about the projects that you're working on and the type of work that you're doing, and to get informed and knowledgeable and inspired by your work.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So what I'd like to do is have you first give a little bit of an introduction about you and your musical life. If you could start with how you first got involved with music and share how you found that music is healing for you.
I first got into music when I was a very young child. I went to a school where they put on musicals every year. We did Oklahoma and Carousel. I was in kindergarten, so I was just one of the extras. But somehow, I bought a piano with my allowance, and I started playing the piano. I had piano lessons, and after my piano teacher died, I didn't take more lessons. I was 8 years old, and I just started learning songs from the TV. My favorite TV show would come on, and I would learn the song on the piano. And I remember my mother and I would have terrible arguments over my hair or my clothes or who knows what. Even as a young girl, we had arguments. And I would go into the room where the piano was and lock the door and play the piano for 6 hours, playing the piano all by myself. And when I'd come out, my mother and I, it was like we didn't have the fight. It was like nothing happened. I didn't realize that it was healing for me, though, back then. But I do remember that happening for me.
Well,
I didn't know about healing. I didn't know about healing back then or anything.
Piano. Sure. It sounded like it was, your outlet and your way to connect with something in yourself or do your thing.
I remember when I was a young girl, like I was 8 years old, and one of my mother's friends came by and she heard me playing the piano. And I was very shy. I never let anyone in the room while I was playing the piano. So I didn't want anybody to hear me. It was just so weird. I didn't want anyone to hear me. And she heard me, and she asked if I played her recital at her church the next week. And I got all excited, and I practiced my song. I had a song written. And it was time to go the next week. My mother said, oh, I'm not going to take you. Your music isn't any good. I'd be embarrassed. You play your music in front of my friends. No, we're not going. And so that was devastating. And that negative feeling about my music, I'm still dealing with it. I still have to work on it. But it's part of my healing journey, getting to the point where I can play music in front of people. I can sing in front of people, and I don't feel bad about it. Mm. So that's part of the healing journey.
Yeah, that must have been pretty traumatic. I can imagine it. That age, that would be just the worst. Definitely. Impactful. Mm-hmm.
When I got married and I was expecting my first daughter.
Fast forward.
Fast forward. This decade, my mother had given me a keyboard while I was in grad school before I got married. She gave me a keyboard because she'd always depressed, and she thought I'd feel better if I started playing the piano again. So I just played around with it a little bit. I didn't really think anything of it. It was there. But when I got married, my husband heard some of my songs, and some of his friends heard my songs, and they were like, oh my God, that music's amazing, you need to be doing this, you need to have a band, you need to do this, blah, blah, blah. And my little voice was, oh, I can't play my song in front of anybody. I said, you're crazy if you think I'm going to play a song I wrote in front of people I don't even know. I said, that'll never happen, because there's no way. No way. It's so funny. But my husband started playing music, and I was worried that our marriage would fall apart if he started touring with other friends, because I knew what happened to other musicians and their wives. They get divorced or they get cheated on. So I started playing music in another band with the intention of being able to play in my husband's band. So at that point, my music became the mechanism for me to keep my family together. And it escalated beyond healing. It became a matter of life and death. And by me so devoted to my family, being willing to play music with people I don't really know, in front of people I don't know, in front of thousands of people that I don't to healing for others without me really knowing it. I didn't know. And the songs that I was writing were about my own journey to know myself, my cultural journey, my spiritual journey, my health, my family relations. I was writing songs. I'd learn about something, like I read something in the Bhagavad Gita, and I wrote down my notes and then look at it later, and it was a song. I studied the Dogon about Sirius astronomy, and I wrote down some notes about it, look at it years later, and there's a melody. Or I heard a Cherokee song of Thanksgiving, and I was joking with my friends, oh, we should put this to reggae. And it became one of my most popular songs.
Wow, I love that.
So that is the story of my music and how it became a vehicle for healing rather than just entertainment or dancing.
So you took the different components from different cultures like the Bhagavad Gita and Native American Cherokee.
Africa, and just my roots. You know, that's my roots. I'm an African American, Native American, who's a yogi. And so I just took all those cultures and wrote songs about them.
Oh, that's so cool. And was that, so you said that was when, because I know you've previously and may still currently play reggae music or reggae type of music. Is that the, you put those lyrics into reggae style genre then?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That's so my first four albums, that's pretty much what it is. Spiritual teachings from the different cultures, put your reggae or African rhythm.
Well, where can we find those? Are they available online somewhere or to check out, to buy?
Yeah, they're available to buy. iTunes, Amazon, and my website. You can buy all the CDs that write directly from me at my website. You can actually listen to all the songs on my CDs before you can stream them, and then you can pay to download them or buy the album. You can download the whole album, or you can buy the hard copy.
You said on CD Baby?
CD Baby and Tachia.com, T-C-H-I-Y-A.com.
And your website is Tachia.com, T-C-H-I-Y-A.com.
Right. I also have a page on SoundCloud. I have reggae songs at Tachia Ahmet on SoundCloud. And then the new songs, which are purely comedic, devotional, comedic, ancient African, Egypt. These are all comedic, devotional songs at SoundCloud at Blue Lotus Speak.
Oh, what is it called?
Blue Lotus Speak.
BlueLotusSpeaks.
Correct. That's the name of my new music project, an emotional chant.
Wow. Can you tell us a little bit about, because I've been actually wanting to know more about Chem Tunes and your comedic, devotional, and sound healing music. So can you explain a little bit about that project and how it came about?
Thank you. I would love to. Chem Tunes is the name of my cosmic sound healing practice. Cosmic sound healing practice is based on acutonic tuning forks. Acutonics is a healing system that was invented by Donna Carey and Alan Franklin in the 1990s. They were acupuncturists who had patients that didn't like the needles, and they were very avid astrologers. And they were looking for a way to combine their love for astrology with their acupuncture. So they developed acutonics tuning forks.
How cool.
And they had the tuning forks designed tuned to the different planetary frequencies based on Kepler's calculations. Kepler, as the astronomer that figured out elliptic orbits are elliptical, he figured out their size and their weight and how fast they're moving based on his observations. And of course, he studied with the Egyptians, the ancient Egyptians. The word Egypt is Greek. The indigenous name for Egypt is Kemet. K-E-M-E-T, or it's also spelled K-A-M-I-T or K-H-E-M-E-T.
Oh, wow.
The word Kemet, the word Sudan, the word India, the word Kush, the word Ethiopia, they all mean the land of the black. The land of black. And it refers to, yes, the black skin of the people that were indigenous to the area. It refers to the black soil that was so fertile from the Nile. And it refers to the sacred darkness that gives birth to light, the sacred blackness that is between the stars in the universe, the sacred blackness that we all come from. Even the blackness of Africa, we all come from there.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone is a descendant of Kemet. Everyone is a descendant of ancient Egypt. And so Kemetone takes the Akutonic practice a little further, because Akutonic deals only with the Greek archetype, with the Greek planetary culture, with the Greek astrology system. And we all know that Greek and Greece stole everything from Kemet when they invaded Kemet towards the end of its glory days. They stole everything from Kemet. And Kemetone, I'm taking the teachings of Akutonic and incorporating African traditions, African culture, African archetypes, African myths, and I also include indigenous cultures from other parts of the world. So it doesn't just stop or start with Greece. Like when I was in high school and I took world history, according to the Catholic Church, began in 1066 AD with the Crusades. So I'm doing the same thing with Akutan, taking it back further in history.
Wow.
So that is
cool.
The idea for Kemetone.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, it's been helpful. I'm really excited. It took a long time for the people at Akutonic to be willing to acknowledge my work. They were not happy about it at first because I was saying things like the Greek stole from Kemet, or Kemet originated this concept, and da da da. But now they've accepted the idea that they can't take their Akutonic training to somewhere like Japan and start talking about the Greeks. They're going to have to talk about Japanese sound healing. And if they're going to go to another culture that has a history that's older than Greece, they're going to have to acknowledge these other cultures. Mm. So that's kind of what's going on with that culture.
Mm-hmm. So are you then, with this programming, what type of work are you doing? Are you giving classes, or do you give treatments to people, or how do you educate and let people experience this?
Oh, thank you. Well, all of the above. I love doing one-on-one healing sessions. I was based here at my home. I live in a small country town, and I haven't had a car for 5 years. I used to do a lot more house calls. I go to the Bay Area and Willis, Ukiah, other communities. So I do a lot of one-on-one training, one-on-one sessions, and when I get my car again, I'll be back on the road. I love to do workshops and seminars. I'm doing free weekly webinar series, well, it's every other week right now. And then I'm teaching certification class in January, the Kemetone's Level 1 Certification and Retreat. After completing Level 1 certification, you'll be able to start your own practice with the Level 1 training. This retreat is going to be held January 10th through 16th in Jamaica, Portland, Jamaica.
Wow.
And it's going to be 5 days of study and one-on-one healing training. Because a student, you're going to be practicing what we learn in a class on the other students. So everyone's going to have the opportunity to receive healing every day for 5 days straight. You're going to be healing plus learning. So those are the ways I'm sharing just wisdom with people right now. I really love the one-on-one healing sessions. I love all of it, the teaching, the training, the workshop. I love the traveling. And I'm looking to build a wellness center in South America, either in Ecuador or possibly in Brazil or maybe both.
Yeah.
I'd like to do. And in Chicago as well, I'd like to build a wellness center there. So that's what I'm doing.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. That's so inspiring. Can you tell us about how would people feel? I know it's always different for each individual person at the time and place when they get the healing session, but what might someone experience when they receive a session with you or with the work that you're doing?
Well, of course it would depend on the situation of the individual. For instance, if someone has like a back pain or they have a pain in their neck from sleeping funny or working too hard at the computer, when I put the tuning fork directly on the body, you'll feel the vibration right away. You'll be like, oh, it's like your body just soaked it in like it's a sponge. Mm. You know, it's like your body's been waiting for this sound forever. Like, so first of all, you take in the sound, and then you're going to feel the vibration. Some people start crying right away. Some people laugh right away. Some people jerk because they're not used to it. But you're definitely going to feel the vibration. You're going to hear the sound, feel the sound, and the vibration. Mm. Sometimes when you put the fork on one point, you'll feel a sensation at the complete opposite end of the body. Mm. Like if I put the fork on your ankle, people say, oh my gosh, I feel that in my head, or I'm feeling that in my shoulder. And that's because there's meridians in the body, and the energy flows along these channels, along these circuits. Mm. And so if you have a block somewhere, when I put the tuning fork in the right spot, it's going to release the block, and then you're going to feel the energy flow. Mm. Like if you had a block before, you'll feel the energy flow. Mm. Feel it. Mm-hmm. So that's the first. Like I said, some people laugh, some people cry. I had one client who had just had 3 strokes, one after another, one day after another. One day had a stroke, the next day had a stroke, the next day had a stroke. Went to the hospital and all this other stuff. And then we came to me. He just came because he wanted to like reintegrate. He had just been through a lot. And as soon as I put this tuning fork on his body, he shook uncontrollably, unspeakably. He shook for the whole hour and a half, vibrating, like shaking, like completely shaking, until it was over.
Wow.
And then when I was done, he stopped. He was fine. That was probably the most unusual experience that I've had as a healer.
Yeah.
Doing this work, where somebody shook for a whole hour and a half. And not, I'm not talking like a twitch. I mean, like, violently shake, like that, shake for a whole hour and a half. Some people, they have a lot of emotional trauma, things like that. They'll get flashes, they'll see things, and they'll just cry. They'll just be crying because they're releasing all of this pain.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just start talking nonstop. They talk for the whole hour and a half. I just ask them to stop talking so that they can get more from the treatment. That type of person needs to talk. So you just, I let them talk. They just talk for the whole hour and a half.
What about the man that was shaking the whole time so violently? How did he progress afterwards? What was...
After the treatment, not only did he make the changes and keep them, he just ascended to a whole other vibration, like clarity, focus, happiness, peace, just really good. It was an amazing transformation for me. He doesn't have any of those problems anymore. He just stopped everything.
Uh-huh.
He just stopped all the stuff that he was doing. He just stopped.
And so it seemed like he came to you. You said he wanted to reintegrate himself. So he had a willingness and a intention to shift something, right, by coming to you?
Right.
So that probably had something to do with it, like that he was ready for the change and he...
Right.
Came to do the next step, something to help it to shift for him. Is that part of it too?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. It's not always physical. It opens up doors for you in your life. And it happened to me when I first started going to Accutane. A lot of things that I wasn't able to do for myself or I wanted to happen, they just started happening. I went to Mexico. I went to Brazil. I got a divorce. That sounds sad, but it was actually a good thing. All these things, they just happened.
Hmm.
I had this one client. She had an illness that they couldn't really diagnose or classify. They had given her all these, try this drug, do this. And the drugs were affecting her, and she wasn't getting better, and she was depressed, and she was sad, and she was angry. And I asked her to come try it. It's when I had just started practicing. I said, well, just come. Maybe it'll help you. And she came in to me and said, well, I don't even know what you do. I just came here because I like you, and you told me I should try it. And she had a real skeptical attitude the whole time. I don't know what this is. I don't know. Well, not really open to the whole thing, but she showed up, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see her again for a long time. And then the next time I saw her, I said, oh, my gosh, I found the right doctor, and he took me off of the drug, It helped her find the specialist that she needed to find. She's been searching for 10 years. She's been sick and on drugs and on medication. And now she's doing great. I didn't heal her. I feel like I opened up something in her, some block, so she could get to what she needed.
Yeah, definitely.
And I definitely feel that if that happened.
Yeah, that's amazing, Tachia. I don't know if you could actually answer this question or if it's something explainable on the call, but how does that work?
So our body is between 70 and 90% water. I say it's like 80 or 85% water. Mm-hmm. The brain is 80% water.
Mm.
We know from Dr. Emoto's work. You know about Dr. Emoto?
Yes, I've seen him in Palo Alto.
Okay.
And I've seen the movie, too, What the Bleep Do We Know?
What the Bleep Do We Know, all right.
Yes.
So we already know how words can affect the structure of the water at the molecular level.
Yes.
Right? So with acutonics and with kinetones, we're not just using words, we're using sounds. And we're using the sounds that are associated with the planets and stars, the constellations, the asteroids. Those sounds are the original music. That's the original music. The church altered the music scale to where it is now. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. But it used to be, and I don't have the correct order, moon, sun, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto, Neptune, Mercury.
That gives me the chills when you talk about that, the original music. That totally sends the chills through me.
Just so that's the original music scale. If we take the original music scale that's associated with our ancestors and put that into our body, then we're taking the water in the body and realigning it or tuning it to the actual sounds of the cosmos, to the divine. This is the music of the creator, the music of creation.
Oh, yeah.
So it brings about the ultimate alignment and inner harmony and balance and flow.
Beautiful the way you describe that. I can feel it just thinking about, that's powerful. That totally brings it all together.
Good.
About the water and our bodies being made of water and the vibration and that connection with the original music of the planets. That's so fascinating.
It is. Someday I'm going to get my keyboard and tune it to the tone of Kepler's calculation of the acutonic tuning part.
Yeah.
And then when I play music, it will be the original scale.
Yeah. What a great field to study. It's never ending, right? You can always learn and experience more.
Music of the spheres, which was music based on calculations that the planets make in their orbit, in their interactions with one another. Nobody could hear it back then, but in 1960, this guy divided each frequency by two until it became an audible range. And Donna and Ellen had the tuning fork tuned to those frequencies.
Oh, okay.
Very amazing.
Yeah.
Very amazing, and I'm really grateful. I'm grateful that I had trauma that caused me to seek out my own healing because it got me to this point, and now I can help others bring themselves to the same point.
Totally.
Sound and the healing.
Well, what about people who would be interested in your January retreat? I mean, that's coming up in less than a month.
I know.
That's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
How can people contact you for that? Is the information also on your website, or what's the best way to find out?
Yeah, it is on my website. I have a page there that has everything you need. It'll have a complete description of the training, kinetones and the acutonics training, the webinars that I had to help people find out about the training, the link to go pay for the training, buy the tools, buy the tuning fork. The tuning forks are not included in the fee for the training. And there's still time to set up a payment plan. You can still do it in 2 or 3 payments, or you can just make one payment. All the information that you need is at that page. And if you have questions, you can write to me at cosmic@tchiya.com, cosmic@tchiya.com.
Okay, great. It's been a pleasure talking with you today, and so informative and inspiring. I really appreciate the work that you're doing, and I Thank you for putting yourself out into the world to share your gifts with us.
Sherry, thank you so much for all the work you're doing. You're a big part of my confidence. I'm going to be able to do this. I really appreciate your help and support and all your expertise. Thank you very much.
Oh, isn't that amazing? Thank you so much for joining us today and listening to this episode of Healing the World Through Music. Do check our website for your free tools on healing music and music for healing, including your own healing music blueprint, which is a new exciting offering that you'll find at www.healingtheworldthroughmusic.com. Thank you.